Kuf nun heis des Vaters. Achas she yotzi beis haknesses, yelech leis ha-medjish, v'yikva eis din moin. After one finishes davening, he should go from the shul to the beis medrash, or if the shul is the beis medrash, stay over there. Yikva eis din moin, he should have a specific time that he will be prepared for his learning. Mitzel sho'isa eis, yekavua shalai yivirena, af im usavim habiyach alba. His time, he keeps every day of his life a certain amount of time. There are people that learn sometimes more, sometimes less, sometimes not at all. They're not behind this halacha. This halacha is, if every person has to have a certain amount of time a day, that's kavua. Nothing will budget. Even if he can make a tremendous business deal at that period of time, he should just drop it. Mishnah calls this person in Bali Amona. He's boteh Hashem that he won't lose out from this. And it brings a Yerushalmi that says, who's Anshe Amona? People are calling out, want to buy your Sfoya. And he says, no, I have a time now to learn. I'm not dealing with my customers. The story is about Tzadikim that did this tremendous business deals. It happened that the person came in at that hour that they had for learning. We're not willing to discuss the matter, even on the expense of the business deal. Understandably, if you lose a deal for a mitzvah, the style of the mitzvah is way more than the deal. Hashem doesn't ever put us into a situation where we lose more than we gain by doing the mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us if we do what he wants. Yeah. This is the first thing that one is asked after Me'ev Eshrim. Kavata itim l'toyim. Therefore, it's a good idea to do it right after davening, like it says, they should go from one strength to the other, the strength of the tefillah, to the strength of Torah. And also, practically speaking, if you push it off, you may never get to it. Shabu says the person is required to learn Torah Shibuchsav, which is Tanakh, Mishnah Gemara, every day. So the person is limited to the amount of time he can learn. He can only learn 3 or 4 hours a day. Then he should not only learn Gemara, but he should also learn Halacha L'maisa. Somebody who's learning less than 3-4 hours a day should have a little seder of halacha lemaisa also. We know that the Talmud Torah itself has no limit. Torah says, "Lo yomash shaseifa Torah zamipicha v'gisav yom v'layla." What the hell? The halacha is that if a person has something he's required to do, if he needs to be mispanus, panos is something he has to do, then he's that's permitted. Torah itself is a mitzvah. Just to waste time, or he's considered Zvar Hashem Boza. He's Mvaza Hashem. He's degrading HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he had the opportunity to learn with his Torah and he's just wasting his time on nonsense. In our generation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a special Nishoyin, gave us these devices that people could waste unlimited amount of time on things that have no value. You have to know that in itself is a problem and negative children off, negative Torah. So like we said, he says the person should be miyachad as a man every day to make sure he learns that amount every day, and if he has more time, then he adds to it. So if some oinus came up and he couldn't learn his kviz in the daytime, then it's a choyf, debt that he has, and he can make it up at night. We said even if a person has oinus and can't learn his full amount, he should make sure that after he davens, he should learn at least something small, even one pasuk, one halacha. The Ramah says, "Af misha eni yodeh lilmud yeilech beis medrash v'schar licha b'yotah." The fact that a person pervei a time that goes to the beis medrash, even though he doesn't understand what they're learning over there, he also gets schar. Ayik v'lemokum v'yilmud mat mash yodeh. That at least he should learn a little bit from things that he can learn. It says that even if he doesn't, like we said, even if he doesn't understand what they're learning, but still the fact that he spends time in the base of measures is also a mitzvah. He brings Dibre Chazal, Shum Bad Omer Rav Nachman says, a person comes to shul to hear Dibre Torah, but the Zecha to sit with the Chachom and Nos and Lovod. He also says, Yachshel Bin Yonov, a person who's saying he really can't learn, he should go into shul and think about himself. And he called us the Liba Yerushalayim. He put Yerushalayim into his heart. goes out there, everybody's running after money, after the mundane aspirations. Everybody, in order to retain his focus on what life is all about, has to spend some time thinking that Yerushalayim, we put in this world for a purpose, and the more we take advantage of the purpose of serving Hashem, the more successful we really will be eternally.